With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. With snow now here and the cold surely to follow over the next days and weeks, it's time to start talking about winter outdoor activities with the City of Hastings Parks and Recreation Department. Sports and Recreation Director Phil Vargas joined KDWA Sports on Monday, first to talk about when our outdoor skating rinks will be flooded and ready to go. And there's plenty of good news, as it should be earlier than last year.
Yeah, we're excited this year. We get to get started early here. It looks like we're going to start flooding this week, hopefully get some good ice. Hopefully open up by December 21st, which is a Saturday before Christmas. And it's kind of crazy. Last year, we opened on January 9th. So this year, we're looking at about 20 days of extra skating this year, which is awesome.
There are three main hubs when it comes to ice and hockey rinks throughout the City of Hastings. But there are also some fun ancillary rinks around town that you need to check out. Vargas maps out your ice rink tour.
Yeah, so the three main parks are going to be Pioneer, Wallen, and Lyons. All three of those parks have a warming house, hockey rink, and then a recreational rink. We also have a warming house down at Levy Park. That will only be open on the weekends this year, but there still will be a little rink maintained down there all year round. It's a good one for maybe someone that's just learning to skate, maybe some of the smaller kids that you don't have a bunch of hockey balls and hockey pucks flying around. So it's kind of a cool rink to check out. Other than that, we do have one over at Lake Isabel and over at the arena as well. So a couple different options.
We also couldn't have as successful of winter skating seasons as we do here in the City of Hastings without the high school and college age kids that work as attendants in the warming houses throughout the winter sports season. Sometimes it's a thankless job, but many know how hard they work.
Yeah, we really appreciate our staff. I would say that a majority of them are high school students, and we do have some college-age students as well, and some younger and older adults. But it is kind of cool to have some high schoolers out there, especially maybe some more well-known athletes that work for us. So it's kind of cool. They get to give back to the community a little bit working as well. So it's nice to have them out there, and they're doing a nice job for us.
As the rinks begin to be flooded, we need the entire community's help. If we want to have those wonderful smooth ice sheets each and every day throughout the winter season, it needs to begin at the start of flooding season. The City of Hastings encourages individuals, especially parents that have young kids that we know want to get onto the ice early, but to have everybody wait until the rinks are open and the ice is safe and ready for use. We can't stress that enough this early in the season. Vargas on all of us working together to get great ice sheets throughout the community.
Right, yeah, it is a process to get the ice built up. It takes about 10 days, depending on what the weather is looking like. But it is very important for everyone to stay off the ice while we're doing that initial build on it. And if we have a lot of activity on there, it does delay that whole process a bit. So if you can't, stay off the ice. And like you said, once those lights come on, you can always check our website as well. You know that the rinks are open and we're going. So be patient.
From ice rinks to another form of ice around Hastings at our local area parks, and that's both Lake Isabel and Lake Rebecca. Many of us either coming over the bridge back into Hastings or cruising around down at Levy Park, we've seen between 10 and 15 cars daily trying to score some of our scrumptious fish out of Lake Rebecca. But as we all know, Lake Rebecca is spring fed and also has an aerator, and you have to be careful as to where you are on the lake. The same caution also needs to be taken on Lake Isabel, including the backwaters and surrounding area. Vargas on making sure the lake ice is safe as well.
Right, yeah, we certainly want to see everyone be safe and use good judgment when they're out there. I know it's been cold for a while, it seems like, since, you know, the beginning of November. But yeah, we're going to see some cooler temperatures this week. I think by the end of the week we'll be looking okay. But yeah, for now I would definitely exercise some caution here if you're planning on doing some ice fishing early on in the season.
Something one of our listeners asked me after our last weekend's Hastings Coaches Show at Perkins was where to go snowshoeing or cross-country skiing in Hastings or the surrounding area. And as Vargas tells local snow enthusiasts, our wonderful trail system also works for snowshoeing and cross-country skiing.
You know, certainly there's opportunities for that around our trails. As far as equipment goes, we don't rent anything out, but I would imagine there's some outfitters around town that do that type of thing. But yeah, our trails are open 365 days a year, and they do provide some opportunities for some snowshoeing and some cross-country skiing. Just kind of finding some good spots for that is something that's a possibility.
There are so many ways to find out more as to the fun you can have during the winter throughout the city of Hastings.
Yeah, a couple different options. Certainly, you can go to our website, www.hastingsmn.gov. We also have a weather line. You can call 651-480-2392, and there's a few options there that you can select from. What I would really suggest you guys do, especially for rinks, is to text the keyword City Rinks to 888-777, and that will get you on a texting alert system so you know when we're open or if we have any inclement weather when we're going to be closed for the day.
The Hastings Raiders boys basketball team wrapped up their week of action on Friday night at the Hastings High School Fieldhouse, taking on another sectional opponent, this time Apple Valley coming to town. The Eagles at 1-2, your Raiders at 2-1. The Eagles would jump out to a 26-22 halftime lead behind none other than Bilal Kone. Of course, he hurt the Raiders all football season. He came back to haunt the Raiders on Friday the 13th again, this time scoring 16 to lead all scorers in the Apple Valley Eagles' win over the Raiders. The final score was 71-57. The Raiders had 22 first-half points, 35 in the second. It wasn't enough. As the Eagles led by 4 at halftime, they pulled away, outscoring the Raiders by 10 in the second half, 45-35. In the first half, Kone had 8, 6 from Noah Frett, 6 from Davey Hosea. The Raiders had 4 players with 4 points each: Devin Haroldson, Will Johnson, Colby Zach, and Trey Swanson. The Raiders did turn it up a little bit offensively in the second half, but it just wasn't enough. The Raiders were outscored 45-35 in the game. The final scoring stats for Hastings have Devin Haroldson with 16, 14 for Trey Swanson, 10 for Izzy Arnold, including a couple of threes. 4 points for 2 players, both Colby Zach and Will Johnson. Johnson then fouled out with 1:07 to go in the game. And also, J.P. Gudisa had 3. Same goes for Evan McGinnis with 3 in the game. On the other side, Apple Valley led by Bilal Kone's 16 points, 14 from Noah Frett in the game. Bobby Jackson had 11, 7 points from Elliot Ewald, 6 points from Davey Hosea, 5 each from Cortland Johnson and Nick DeLuca, 4 points from Tavon Gardner, and 3 from Damian Edgeworth. As the Apple Valley Eagles get a leg up in the section, they beat the Hastings Raiders, falling to 2-2, while the Eagles jumped to 2-2. It was 71-57. We'll have more on the Raiders early next week. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.